The clock is ticking on the deadline set for the White House to produce evidence, any evidence, that the Obama administration wiretapped phones at Trump Tower last year. The ranking members of the House Intelligence Committee, Republican Devin Nunes and the Democrat Adam Schiff, signed a letter last week asking the Justice Department for evidence by today. Then there's that looming report on the Republican health care plan, and the president is expected to unveil his budget this week. And so NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro has been a busy guy. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there.
And what are you expecting today with this evidence deadline?
Well, Dana Bente, who's the acting attorney general, essentially, in this kind of situation, because Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, recused himself from any investigations dealing with Trump, has to the end of the day to provide Congress with evidence of any applications for, FISA court application or any of that, which would allow them to have done any kind of wiretapping. It's unclear what any kind of enforcement would be if nothing is provided. It certainly would discredit the theory if they don't provide anything, and it likely means Congress wouldn't pick up any sort of investigation. You wonder if it then points in the direction back at President Trump, but I'm not sure what that would be.
Well, yesterday, the president's top spokesperson, Kellyanne Conway, talked to the Bergen Record in New Jersey and seemed to be picking up on those CIA documents that were hacked by WikiLeaks. Because when she was asked about the wiretap, she said there was the possibility of surveillance by TVs, even microwaves. Of course, the CIA may have used those tools, but they're not allowed to use them domestically. But anyway, she was asked today about those claims that she made about microwaves in that fiery interview with CNN's Chris Cuomo earlier today. Here's her response.
I'm not Inspector Gadget. I don't believe people are using the microwave to spy on the Trump campaign. However, I'm not in the job of having evidence. That's what investigations are for.
To which Chris Cuomo responded, well, the president can pick up the phone and find out what's going on here.
Well, look, I think this is about the president believing that these things are true and not necessarily there being evidence for it, as we've heard Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, say. And what always winds up happening is that these folks in the White House and advising the White House are doubling down. Whether it's Trump, whether it's Conway, whether it's Spicer, they don't really give in and say, you know what, you guys are right. There's nothing to this. So let's just do away with it, move on to something else. They will continue to double down and spin their way out of it, although it's getting kind of difficult to follow where they're heading
at this point. And it keeps it alive. Look, the Congressional Budget Office is expected to have their analysis of the Republican health plan tomorrow. Republicans on the offense yesterday, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan on CBS's Face the Nation.
What we are trying to achieve here is bringing down the cost of care, bringing down the cost of insurance, not through government mandates and monopolies, but by having more choice and competition. And by lowering the cost of health care, you improve the access to health care.
Now, Domenico, what was key is he went on to say, so if there are fewer people covered, and it's anticipated that's what the CBO is going to say, it's because those people choose it, you know, because they don't have a mandate, almost saying it's their fault, not ours. You know, it's their choice. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that the Republican idea here is to incentivize rather than force people to buy it, even though the mandate was a Republican idea in the first place. And there is a bit of a stick in this bill, but not quite as strong as the mandate would be. So it's more of a carrot rather than a stick to provide people with those refundable tax credits. But still, when that CBO score comes out, it's going to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. If you are covered and it costs more, it certainly undermines their talking points.
Yeah, the president expected to release his federal budget later this week. Seems to be he's going to increase defense spending, significantly cut other parts. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, increase military spending, decrease domestic discretionary spending. That is something that's going to be – it's going to lay out what the domestic priorities politically are for this president, because really these budgets that a president releases are not much more than political documents, because Congress are the ones who appropriate funds.
Yeah. Look, we have to ask you. Iowa Representative Stephen King tweeted this weekend. His tweet read, "We can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies." Now, this was a tweet in support of the Dutch politician who's so strongly against any immigration. White supremacist David Duke tweeted out in support of Stephen King's tweet. You know, yeah. What does this do for the current climate? I mean, ordinarily you'd see a White House disown that kind of a tweet. I mean, what happens now because of that?
Yeah, I think the White House would disown this kind of tweet. But, you know, at the same time, you flirt with folks like this on the right who want to support him. It's hard to see it in any other way than something that's a racist tweet or a racist comment. I mean, he said that he meant exactly what he said. Yeah. He said, I'd like to see an America that's just so homogenous that we look a lot the same from that perspective. So given that, you know, it's a very difficult thing for any White House to defend, and I would expect them to separate themselves with it, at least in speech.
Yeah, to be clear, he said he did not walk it back today. He said, I think we need more whites. And boy, some people are drawing the line from that kind of remark and that kind of a tweet directly to the White House and Donald Trump's comments about immigration. So it'll be interesting to see how they react to that. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro, no lack of things to take a look at. Domenico, thank you.
Certainly not. Thank you so much.